Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 7th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up, murder investigation launched after man's death in Belfast. South Africa makes new application to International Court of Justice over Gaza conflict, and people encouraged to read more on World Book Day today. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a murder investigation has been launched by the PSNI in the north after a man with serious injuries was discovered in West Belfast. The man was found shortly after 8 o'clock yesterday evening in the Cooper Street area of the city. He was taken to hospital where he was pronounced dead a short time later. A 35-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder. He remains in police custody this morning. South Africa has made a new application to the International Court of Justice over the ongoing conflict in Gaza. It's urgently asked the court to consider new facts and changes to the situation, particularly concerning reports of widespread starvation. South Africa has called on the court to urgently ensure the safety and security of 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza, including around 1 million children. It's also urged the court to do so without holding a hearing in light of the extreme urgency of the situation. Joe Biden has told Nikki Haley's supporters to back him, despite the pair being in opposing political parties. She's pulled out of the race for the White House, having failed to beat Donald Trump in the contest to be the Republican nominee to run for president. For Haley backers Ethan and Mark, the alternative is not an option.
I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Although I'm a lifelong Republican, I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump if he was running for dog catcher. He's deranged. He's a threat to humankind.
I wouldn't trust that man to be in my house with my wife or my daughter, and I wouldn't trust him in the White House either.
A woman in charge of weapons on the Rust film set has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She was shot dead during rehearsals in October 2021. Actor Alec Baldwin held the gun but denies pulling the trigger. He'll also stand trial this year. US correspondent Martha Kellner has been listening to the proceedings.
Prosecutors had said throughout this two-week trial that Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was to blame for unwittingly bringing live ammunition onto set and that she flouted basic safety protocols for weapons handling.
The Irish Prison Service is investigating the death of an inmate at Mountjoy Prison in Dublin. Gardaí and emergency services were called to the scene after the body of a man in his 40s was found in a prison cell yesterday morning. Next of kin have been notified and the coroner's office will determine the cause of death. Sheep continue to be in danger due to a lack of action from the government to stop dog attacks on farms. That's the view of the Irish Farmers Association, who's highlighting their issue with a No Dogs Allowed campaign. They say sheep at this time of year are particularly at risk from wild dogs, as they'll be lambing in the next few weeks. The IFA's sheep chair, Adrian Gallagher, says farmers can't afford to lose livestock in these trying times.
I had one farmer in Cork ring me. It was his third occasion that he had a dog attack since December. So it's widespread in every county in Ireland, pretty much week in, week out. Really, really taking more and more precedent from, say, November, December, January, February and into March, more so than in the summertime.
We're being encouraged to get stuck into a good novel today on World Book Day. The annual event aims to make reading more accessible for children, even though recent research has found we're falling out of love with books. A study has found reading levels among children are at their lowest levels since 2005. CEO of World Book Day, Cassie Chatterton, says the cost of living crisis may be playing a role in the falling figures.
I think it's important to recognise that the areas where children are least likely to read and least likely to have access to books are areas of disadvantage, and children experiencing poverty are those who are least likely to be able to access everything that comes with engaging with books and reading.
In entertainment news, Father Ted fans will be flocking to Inishmore from today to celebrate Ted Fest. It's the annual festival for the classic comedy, with events this year including the Mrs. Doyle Lip Sync Showdown, Ted's Got Talent and the Craggy Cup. Pat McDonald, a.k.a. Owen McLove, is among the former stars attending. He'll be hosting a blind date competition. He says he regrets not taking the famous jumper his character wore in his episode of Father Ted.
I took a balloon, I took the record, Owen McLove's record, but I didn't get a jumper. I should have.
And in sport, in soccer, Real Madrid and holders Manchester City joined Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League quarterfinals last night. City completed a 6-2 aggregate win over Copenhagen as they cruised to another 3-1 victory at the Etihad. But things were far nervier at the Bernabeu, where Real and RB Leipzig drew one apiece. The 14 times champions won the tie 2-1 on aggregate. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.